Galaxy Audio presents The Red Dragon by L. Ron Hubbard. Chapter 1.
My dear Miss Sheldon, you must believe me when I say that Manchuria is no place for a lady.
Blakely patted a stray black hair in place and frowned for emphasis.
Even the thought of your being in that country alarms me.
Miss Betty Sheldon also frowned, though her eyes were more thoughtful than worried. Seated in the overstuffed armchair, she could look out over the roofs of Legation Street to the place where the Forbidden City gleamed red and yellow in the setting sun.
Then,
said Betty, in a low, vibrant voice,
I shall have to forego the pleasure of being a lady.
You mean you're actually going to discard all my earnest advice and go along? Certainly you can't mean that. I understand, Miss Sheldon, that your father's death has left you greatly upset. You must place some faith in the judgment of others. You'd never be able to make the journey. The Japanese swarm over that country. There are bandits and excessive hardships. There are long marches which are completely without water. I advise you once more, Miss Sheldon, to let me handle this. I will take the chart and go after the black chest. You need only to remain here in Peking while I make the journey. Barring accidents, I should return within 3 months. After that, I am certain that you will have ample funds for your return to the United States.
Betty Sheldon gave Blakely a cool stare. He was tall and gaunt, and his hair was a sheet of black oilcloth glued to his skull. His shirt bore a wing collar, clean and starched, but his fingernails were filled with ancient, dry dirt. His eyes were brittle things which stared behind you and never straight at you.
Now let me get this straight, Mr. Blakely. You are to take the chart and bring the black chest to me at Peking. Then
you will reward me with 10% of the sale price of the contents of this mysterious black chest, and we'll call everything square.
Betty Sheldon shook her head in perplexity. Her corn-colored hair shimmered under the impact of a ray of light, and her eyes were as unfathomable, as blue as the deepest portion of the sea. She was very little more than 5'3". And when Blakely climbed out of his chair and paced the room, she felt like Gulliver in Brobdingnag. Smaller, in fact. Blakely shook a bony finger under her small, pert nose, and his voice sounded like an off-key baritone horn.
Miss Sheldon, I was young once myself. In fact, I am still young.
He paused to brush imaginary dust from his black suit coat.
I know to what depths of folly the younger generation can stoop. This idea of yours is utterly ridiculous. You think...
He shook his finger again, and Betty thought she heard the bones rattle.
You think that you can saunter through Manchuria to this whatever it is, dig a hole, pull out the black chest, and then saunter back through Manchuria and arrive in Peking intact? You think you could make your way, unaided, through a seething country while having in your possession probably no less than $1,000,000?
I didn't say that the black chest was worth $1,000,000,
protested Betty from the depths of the chair.
Well, no doubt it is. Perhaps it is worth more than that. I know it's valuable, or that old fool Sheldon...
I beg your pardon?
Eh? Oh, pardon me. That is what the natives called him. Anyway, Miss Sheldon, your father would never have risked his neck twice and yours once to try to get it out unless it was worth plenty. I'm convinced of that. He blew your entire fortune looking for it, didn't he?
That's beside the point, Mr. Blakely.
Yes, to be sure. But once again, let me state that there are Japanese soldiers in that country. They are utterly lawless. They shoot on sight and kill for the sport of it. And then there are bandits, who seek to wipe out every white person who arrives in their vicinity. Some of these bandits stand on rocks, like this.
Blakely raised his arms and pretended to sight along a rifle.
And when they even see a dust cloud, they fire into it before they know who it is.
Where are the sound effects?
Asked Betty Sheldon.
Sound effects? I am sure...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?